You are now listening to the Youth Firm, your firm focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Mike Musonza, a Zimbabwean living here in Washington, D.C., a recent Howard University grad and on his way to work in the financial industry in New York City. Mike, thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Oh, thanks, Atenda. I appreciate you inviting me.
And of course, full disclosure, that's also my alma mater. So congratulations there.
It's you.
Now, Mike, tell me about your journey. How did you end up here going to Howard University?
When I got to the U.S., I didn't waste no time. I enrolled in a community college and I started taking credits. Then I asked one of my uncles that had attended Howard University how I could, you know, attend Howard as well. Because, you know, a community college is small. The type of courses you take are kind of limited. I then transferred to Howard. You know, it's kind of funny because I had saved up only $1,200. And, you know, I didn't know how I was going to pay for it, but it's something that I had, you know, put my mind to it and said, hey, I'm going to do this.
And your experience at Howard was all-encompassing. Talk about the experience that you had with other Africans and also other Zimbabweans and what that meant for you.
My experience with other Africans at first, you know, was kind of a bit shaky. There's not a lot of Southern African students at Howard. It's mostly Central and Northern Western. So they have a tight, kind of a tight work. And, you know, it's hard to break through. But nonetheless, I never looked at that. I still engage in conversations with them and build relationships with them.
And now you're on your way into the financial industry. But how would you compare that to what is happening for some counterparts in Zimbabwe? And, you know, how you've tried to use that to fuel you?
You know, in the 80s, the same thing that has happened in the U.S. is what was happening in Zim. You go to UZ, you go to NASTO, you go to Polytechnical. Straight after school, you go in the industry. It was the same thing. But when things changed, fine, you know, people were going to school, but there were no jobs. But here, what makes the U.S. so exciting and so great is that there's opportunity. And the opportunities reward hard work. So if you work hard, you will get rewarded. No doubt about it.
You are part of a group calling itself a Next Generation. Can you talk about that and what you guys are trying to do?
I'm going to start here. Network is a very important thing because, like, at the end of the day, it's about information, right? Your value is the information that you hold. So why we wanted to start that group is, look, the Zimbabwean network is so big and so rich in terms of knowledge. You know, it's an untapped well, right? So we are trying to merge. If you've gone through an experience and you would want to share it so that someone doesn't go through the same thing that you went through, you know, why not put it in that group and just help other people? Like, at the end of the day, you know, we're all brothers. We're all going through the same struggle. Let's just help each other.
Who are you inviting? Of course, you're talking about Zimbabweans, but Zimbabweans from where?
Every Zimbabwean. Every Zimbabwean.
And speaking on that idea of networking, how important for you to merge the ideas of every Zimbabwean in particular? Are those in Zimbabwe in order to bridge that connection?
I think it's very important because at the end of the day, these are fundamental issues, right? So we have generational shifts that are happening right now, right? We have the old generation pushing more to the retirement stage, and we have our generation coming in to fill in those positions. So what's important is, okay, the information that we're learning right now, we need to share it together. From whether you're in first world or you're in third world. And that information can help us, like, build something that's great. You know, it might be a simple problem that can be solved with, you know, just a simple solution. So I think it's very important for us to really start engaging and sharing ideas, because everything starts with an idea. I want every Zimbabwean to connect. That's where we are lacking as Zimbabweans, is that we are being so individualistic, and it's killing the knowledge that we have and that we can actually all gain from.
And for those who are interested, how can they get in touch?
It's on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Just type in Next Generation and like it, and you'll be in touch.
And what would you say to a young Zimbabwean who might be listening to you?
I say this to them. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. You have to just put your mind to it. For every youth that is listening, Anything is possible. It just requires the work, the planning. First, you got to plan, you got to put in the work, then you got to execute your plan. That's all it needs.
Mike, I do want to thank you so very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Tatenda. I appreciate it.
That was Mike Musonza, Zimbabwean living here in the U.S., joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure you join me next week.